Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, the cattle complex likely to open on a mixed basis this morning, tied to follow-through selling on one hand and short covering on the other. The lean hog futures also seem set to begin with uneven price action, with nearby gaining on deferreds. Although trade volume generated in Nebraska yesterday was quite light, any level of country business on a Monday is noteworthy. Is the early crack in feedlot resolve enough to poison the greater cash trade through the week? Well, only time will tell. At the very least, it seems safe to say that panic feedlot selling is less likely to surface in the near term if futures manage to display greater stability. Now, hog buyers are expected to pressure the cash trade today, with bids ranging from, well, steady to about a dollar lower. This week's hog kills forecast to be around 2.3 million head, and that's roughly 2% larger than a year ago. The lean contract should also start out on with uneven price action, with deferred likely to lose ground on front contracts. Now, on the grains, winter wheat fell to a new contract and 10-year lows yesterday amid ongoing pressure from ample world supplies. Corn dropped to a 7-year low despite better-than-expected export inspections, and soybeans slipped to a 1-month low. Weather forecasts remained favorable for corn and soybeans, with showers moving across the Midwest this week. Wheat markets have been unable to break out of their slump. New contract and 10-year lows seen yesterday. Last week, Canada, Russia, and the Ukraine forecast bigger harvests. In addition, on Monday, Egypt rattled wheat markets by reinstating its zero-tolerance policy for ergo fungus in imported wheat. Corn futures continue to be pressured by prospects for a large harvest, which should be starting about mid-September in the Midwest. Trade surveys favored an unchanged corn rating of 75% good to excellent in Monday's USDA progress report. And November soybeans closed lower for the fifth straight day, despite the latest export sale, as focus remains on the crop that will be harvested in a few weeks. We'll check futures in a moment.
Hey neighbors, Superior Livestock's got their Labor Day 2016 sale coming up on the 8th and 9th of September, Thursday, Friday, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time both days, broadcast live from Denver on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 64,000 head over the 2 days of the sale. And if you'd like details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
Well, at the close yesterday, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the September down 15 and a half at 374 and a quarter, and December down 14 and a half at 402 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 13 cents at 370 and a half, and December was down 10 and a half cents at 397. September corn down 4 and a half, 311 and three quarters. December down 4 and a quarter at 320 and three quarters. September soybeans down 7 and a half at 983 and a quarter, and November was down about 3 cents at 964 and a quarter. Now, quickly moving to the livestock, live cattle futures. October down 127, 105.75. December was down 107 at 107.2. The feeder cattle, September down 77 at 139.15. October down 57 cents, 135.37. October hogs up 5 cents, 61.37. December down 30 at 56.32. And the October cotton futures down 7, 66.62.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.